Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice has been the basis for a 40s Hollywood film starring Greer Garson and Laurence Olivier, and a popular 1995 British miniseries starring Colin Firth. A new feature film adaptation stars Keira Knightley as Elizabeth Bennet and Matthew McFadyen as the proud Mr. Darcy. David Edelstein has a review.
It's hard to believe that there's anyone burning to see another adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. The 1995 BBC miniseries was so indelible that its Darcy, Colin Firth, was asked to play Darcy again in modern dress in Bridget Jones's Diary. And the new film comes with the tagline, quote, "Sometimes the last person on earth you want to be with is the only person you can't be without." Pretty classy. Next, they'll sell Proust with, "A bite of cake begins a terrifying journey into madness, obsession, and death." And Keira Knightley as Elizabeth Bennet, that skinny girl with the long neck who looks like Winona Ryder stretched out? Canadian ex-hippie Donald Sutherland as Mr. Bennet? No, no, 1,000 times no. Well, let me offer a different tagline. Sometimes the last movie on earth you expect to like is the one that seduces you most utterly. For this new Pride and Prejudice is marvelous, and so different in its attack than its BBC or Hollywood predecessors that comparisons seem pointless. The director, Joe Wright, has said in interviews that he approached the novel as a piece of gritty English social realism, as Austen's antidote to the Gothic romantic literature of the day. Now that sounds worrisome, but Wright and screenwriter Deborah Mogich don't stint on the romance. What's different is their emphasis. You catch sight of a pig in the financially strapped Bennet family's kitchen. Their wooden floors squeak, and their clothes aren't freshly pressed. This is obviously a world in which men and women don't bathe every day, or week even. And that world is rough and tactile, even its obscenely magnificent 16th and 17th century mansions. This Pride and Prejudice moves. Wright and his cinematographer, Roman Ohsen, revel in long and lovingly choreographed tracking shots. In the Bennet home, chaos is just kept at bay. Sutherland's Mr. Bennet has sunk into his own world, while Mrs. Bennet, played by Brenda Blethyn, clucks incessantly about marrying off each of her 5 daughters to wealthy men. Poor Elizabeth, with an older sister who's the beauty of the family, with irritating, madly giggling younger sisters, with ubiquitous farm animals, with an affectionate but not too present father, and with a mother who sees her as nothing but husband bait, it's a wonder she's so self-possessed. More than self-possessed, Keira Knightley is the laughingest Lizzie Bennet I've ever seen. She cocks her head on that long neck and works that long jaw like an impudent guppy. She seems always in the thrall of some private joke. Or maybe it's Knightley in the thrall of this glorious repartee. Whichever it is, her blurty, fidgety busyness works perfectly against the sullen, darkly handsome Darcy of Matthew McFadyen. Most Darcys are haughty and sharp. This one has a delivery that's slightly dulled, as if social anxiety has muffled him. His pride and vulnerability are sibling close. When in the rain he confesses his love and sins to Elizabeth, he is clearly overmatched.
So this is your opinion of me. Thank you for explaining so fully. Perhaps these offences might have been overlooked had not your pride been hurt by my honesty in admitting scruples about our relationship. Could you expect me to rejoice in the inferiority of your circumstances?
And those are the words of a gentleman. From the first moment I met you, your arrogance and conceit, your selfish disdain for the feelings of others, made me realise that you were the last man in the world I could ever be prevailed upon to marry.
I like McFadyen's softer Darcy, and I love Donald Sutherland's softer Mr. Bennet. He's often unshaven, with long, lank gray hair and a voice that's barely audible, and he captures this man's bitter withdrawal from the domestic field of battle, a withdrawal that might be insanely complete, but for the love of his daughter Lizzie. In later scenes, you see how his quiet presence shores her up, so that despite her mother's pressure, she doesn't hesitate to reject the proposal of her first suitor, the diminutive Mr. Collins, played with such earnestness by Tom Hollander that he actually acquires a bit of stature. Every actor in the cast has a fresh take. The great villain of Pride and Prejudice isn't Darcy, but his aunt, the Lady Catherine, the embodiment of all that is proud and prejudicial and not incidentally inhuman. Judi Dench demonstrates the power of the character and her power as an actress by doing as little as possible. The rigidity, the lacquered hair helmet, the blank, steady gaze at the shabbiness of the Bennett house. She is the perfect Gorgon. Her Lady Catherine is not to the manor born. She bears the manor.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.